Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Tooth and Nail, The Making of a Female Fight Doctor by Linda D. Dahl. Read by Julia Whalen. 1.
If things get bad, go under the ring.
Frank Costanza, the director of boxing, leaned down and whispered into my ear. He was a large man, over 6 feet, I guessed, because even with 4-inch heels, I only made it to his shoulders. He was at that ambiguous age when intra-abdominal fat filled the space above his love handles and hair disappeared from his scalp, only to be reincarnated on previously barren landscapes like ears and nostrils.
"What do you mean, under the ring?"
I asked. But before he could answer, an inspector beckoned him over to the other corner. I was still relatively new to the world of boxing, compared to everyone else in the commission. The others had been around for years, lurking in audiences and following ringside doctors around to earn the right to work a fight. This was one of the first I had ever worked on my own. In truth, it was one of the few I had ever attended. But for some reason, after doing a few intake physicals and training fights, David John Jacobs, the chairman of the boxing commission, thought I was ready to work the corner. I didn't feel ready, but I was used to that unready feeling. My whole surgical training was a lesson in faking it, but I wanted to prove myself at this fight. As the commission's only female fight doctor, I wanted everyone to see that I was just as good as the men. No, I wanted them to see I was better. The grand ballroom of the Manhattan Center was brightly lit. Banners advertising DiBella Entertainment and XXX Sports Drink hung from the balcony.